Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here for the shit!
the chill. I'm here for the shit. People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Doors open at 4 p.m. Awards from LSS begins at 5 p.m.
First category closes 6 p.m. sharp. Admission, $35 all night. Standard tables, $250. Premier tables, $300. Four available. VIP table, $350, six available. VIP sections, $1,000, two available. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all, lip sync performance with a production. Mini grants include $1,000, open to all, best dressed. $1,000, open to all, foot, eye, and gag. $1,000 legendary tag team performance. $1,000 female figure versus Witch Queen Vogue Fest. $1,000 female figure versus Witch Queen European Runway. $1,000 female figure face. $500 Witch Queen Realness with a Twist. $500 Witch Queen American Runway. Plus much, much more. For more information, see the Facebook event page at Crimes of the Century. 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, or contact Marcus at 202-790-2318. Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018.
Saturday, March 31st, Father Marcus Mizrahi presents the April Fool's Ball. Saturday, March 31st, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., Los Angeles, California. MC of the night, legendary Deshaun Lanzen. Categories include grand prize, $1,000 open to all runway, $1,000 tag team performance, $1,000 2018 pieces only. Open to all streetwear with an exclusive 2018 sneaker. Mini grand prize, $500 best dress. $500 open to all realness. $500 realness with a twist. $250 open to all sex sirens. More categories on the way. The April Fool's Ball, Saturday, March 31st, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., Los Angeles, California.
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Recap of the madness and all the drama. that has happened from state to state, from coast to coast, from region to region, from zip code to zip code, honey. When you're here for the shit, hashtag in the comment section, I'm here for the motherfucking shit, honey. Where's Jason? My keys is not working. I don't know where Jason is at, honey. Maybe. Jason should be calling in really soon. And you can find out from Jason why your keys is not working. What keys are you talking about that you're looking for that is not working, honey? Okay? Make sure you pick up the phone lines and make sure you call in and make sure you're here for the motherfucking shit. Let me let everybody know that on August 11th here in New York City, myself along with the Kiki House of Juicy Couture will be having the annual cookout on August 11th here in New York City. It's going down. All you got to do to be a part of this cookout is just bring school supplies, and the school supplies will be donated to to Diva Divana's school drive that she has every year. So, and if you can't make it to the cookout, you can always hit me up and I'll give you an address where you can definitely send school supplies if you definitely want to be a part. The school drive is definitely going down, so make sure you hear. It's a big thing every year, and it's on August 11th here in New York City. The date has been out since last year. The night after the cookout last year, the date has been out. So I don't give a fuck about who's having a motherfucking ball on August 11th. August 11th is about the kids and definitely giving back to the community and giving back to the children. That's what August 11th is about. So I ask people that to respect that date and please not have balls on that date, but I see that it's flyers out and stuff and people having balls on that date, but that date has been in concrete since, last year after the cookout. But we're going to talk about all the drama that happened in Atlanta this weekend. I know y'all girls have heard that Sydney Starr Escada and the legendary mother Felicity Barmaine had a nasty fight in the club this weekend in motherfucking Atlanta. We're also going to be talking about, what's going on in the REVLON motherfucking kingdom, honey, because it's a lot of tea that's been dropped and everything with the Revlons and things, honey, you know. And it's a whole bunch of shade going on with Africa and one of her friends, and, you know. And I just be gagging about all the things that people just post when it comes to Facebook. Yeah, it was no footage of the fight. Nobody got the footage. Nobody got any footage of the fight. But it definitely was a fight, but nobody got no footage. It was the first time that we had a fight that we had no footage or anything about. So make sure y'all share this live. Make sure y'all invite all of y'all friends to this live. And if you want to definitely be a part of the show, you got to definitely follow and like the fan page here, because this is where the show goes live from. It's from the fan page because, you know, we can't get blocked and all types of things like that from the fan page. So we go live from the fan page when we do the radio show. So definitely follow the fan page, like the fan page, and definitely be a part of the fan page. I was just gagging at all the stuff that happened with the Revlons and, you know, and things of that nature. Hopefully we can get Queen Amaya Revlon up on the line, Miss Thing, you know, and she can break it down to us on what's going on up in the Revlon motherfucking camp, because it's a lot of shit. I don't know. Hopefully we can get an exclusive interview from Felicity and get Felicity up on the show so she can tell us exactly what happened between her and Sydney. And hopefully if, you know, Marcus, let me bring him on the line. Welcome to the air, Jess Marcus Escada, the up-and-coming legend. Marcus, are you live?
Well, I have to correct you already. You said Sydney Star Escada and the legendary mother Felicity Mizrahi. It's the legendary Sydney Star Escada and the legendary mother Felicity Bomé. Okay?
I didn't say Alicia Felicity. I never said Felicity Mizrahi. I said Felicity Bomé.
Yeah, I mean, you said legendary. You said legendary mother Felicity, and you said Sydney Star, and she's legendary.
Oh, excuse me, sorry, legendary Sydney Star. I'm so sorry, honey. Okay. Have you spoken to Jason?
You know, he was under the weather this weekend, so I'm not quite sure if he's coming to work today.
Oh, he was underneath the weather this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, that's cold word when they say, that's cold word when they say Jason is underneath the weather, honey, okay? When Jason is underneath the weather, honey, that's cold word that Jason got Donkey Kong all weekend, so he won't be here with us tonight, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Baby, so, you know, it's definitely a lot of stuff. Let me hold on, y'all, let me, you know, because I'm going live from my computer. So let me see if we can get her to call into the show so we can find out what happened. Hold on, I'm on the red phone, you know, but it's red, buddy. Okay, let's see if she's available. What are you doing?
I'm in Target.
Oh, how long before you get out of Target, baby? We need an exclusive interview on the Jess Kelly Network.
All right, I'll be out of here in about 10 minutes.
Okay, well, call into the show, please, because we need to know what happened at the club with you and Sydney Star and things of that nature.
Okay, I'll call you.
Okay. Well, we give us about 10 minutes, and she's going to be calling to the show, and we're going to find out what led up to her and Sydney Star in the madness and things of that nature that happened with her.
It's not an exclusive interview, though, because she went live yesterday with London, didn't she?
With London?
Yeah, London Miglia.
Oh, she went live? Oh, maybe. Well, you know, Mark, see, they always be setting me up to say something, and I'm not even going to say nothing, but I'm going to keep it cute. But, hold on. Yeah, I know I'm working right now. And I'm sorry that I'm doing all of this stuff now. And not doing this stuff prior to the show, but I was exhausted. I was really exhausted today, and I had a lot of things going on today. So I didn't make my calls and get things set up. Honey, oh, she must be on video chat, or she must be on the jail call. So, because she didn't answer my FaceTime, Mother Amaya. So, we'll get Amaya. But hopefully, we can get Africa up here so we can talk about what happened, Miss Thing. You know what? I didn't get a chance to watch the video that the young man had posted up, but I heard about the video. And, oh, Jason is on the live, so hopefully Jason will call in. What really fabagats me about the video, when people told me about the video, was when they said that the young man said that she was using the boy information that passed away. I was really gagging at that. Like, I was like, really? Well, and I need to know, was this... prior to him being deceased or after him being deceased, was she using the information?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, for clarity, Kelly, allegedly, because we have to say allegedly, that story was put out maybe a year ago and I don't know if it was Africa directly.
Oh, so he was the same one that made the video that we talked about a year ago, saying about her and making the post and everything about her using this information and getting an apartment and things. That's the same young man?
Yeah. That's the same.
Okay.
For clarity, I'm not 100% sure if that was. I don't remember. I don't think it was Africa. I think it was she was related or affiliated with the person that allegedly had done it. Yeah, we have to say allegedly.
Okay.
I think that was the situation he was referring to. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
yeah.
So call in and clear their names. You know, Africa's a friend to the show, she'll probably call in.
Well, hopefully she'll definitely call it. Hopefully she'll definitely call it. And you know, I was just saying the other day, Miss Thing, you know, the Revlons have been really quiet since the whole Tick-Tick scandal and everything. They've been really quiet, and it wasn't nothing going on with the Revlons and things of that nature and stuff. And it seems like ever since the Queen has came home, Miss Thing, the kingdom and the castle have been in uproar, honey. I don't know. The queen has came and shook the building up, honey. Is there no video? No, there's no video, honey. There's no video of the fight, Miss Thing. Girl, I would have loved to have seen a video, Miss Thing, but there's no video. Unfortunately, there is no video of the situation, but I would have loved to have seen a video, Miss Thing, bitch, but there's no video, okay? So I'm just saying, honey, okay? Jason, stop riding low, Miss Thing, baby, okay? Stop riding low, Jason, honey. We know you here. We know you around. Stop riding low, honey. Get it up out your mouth, Jason. Well, come up on the line, Miss Thing. Tell him you'll call him back in about 2 hours, Jason, okay? Get it together, boo. Get it together.
Well, while we wait for Felicity and everybody else to call in, you know there was the D.C. Kiki Awards Ball this weekend, right?
Oh, how was it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, apparently it went well. I only saw really good reviews, you know. So shout out to Cuban and all the people that were affiliated with the ball. Good vibes.
Okay, shout out to the Kiki. Shout out to the Kiki girl. I see somebody has posted that Africa didn't have anything to do with it, honey. Shout out to my girl. Shout out to my girl Red Snapper for just joining the live. Shout out to my girl, Roxy Miyake Muglia, for just joining my live, Miss Thing, and shit like that, and things of that nature. Hey, Jason, what are you doing, bud?
Why are y'all harassing me?
Who's harassing you? Somebody said somebody was harassing you? Tell those girls to stop lying. Do they got any receipts?
Why you say y'all? Because they didn't know y'all.
You guilty too.
What? We guilty of what? Do they got any receipts?
They say what nasty,
ungodly, filthy things did y'all say this time before I got on here?
Stop saying y'all.
I didn't say nothing. Yeah. If ain't no bitch got no motherfucking receipts, Miss Thing, I ain't motherfucking copying to nothing, Miss Thing, bitch. I'm going to trial.
Okay, I'll go back and watch your live when it's over.
Right.
Well,
you're gonna apologize.
When you get some evidence, sir, you contact my attorney. Okay, and if you ain't got a warrant, you're not getting up in here, sir. I thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Miss Peggy is on the line. Peggy is on the line.
Who's Miss Peggy? Mm-hmm.
That's my new name, child, Miss Peggy.
Why, what happened?
From Roxanne Shantae movie. I done fell in love with Miss Peggy. Miss Peggy was a stirring set. Miss Peggy was a stirring set.
Let's talk about that. We're going to talk about, because it's Petty Mondays, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, Sonny. So, I watch, we're going to talk about that first until we get Felicity, until we get Amaya on the line. So I watched the movie. I really didn't like the movie. I liked the movie, but then when I got to the end of the movie, I didn't like the movie because the ending was just so horrible about the movie. So it was like, whatever happened, did you come back or whatever? Even though we know in reality what happened, but if you're going to make a movie, we want to see, like, you know, the ending really was horrible for me.
I see what you're saying there. And I didn't like the way it ended, because I mean I liked the way that it ended. Well, for me, it ended with, in my mind, it gives me the ending that, okay, well, the next story that they're going to tell is going to be Nas's story. And it was like, the way it ended to me is like she was passing the, she's the queen of the throne and he's the king of the throne. So she's passing the crown to her son. So to me, so that's what I got from like that ending of it. But Mama lived a rough life.
Yeah. Marcus, your opinion on it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
You know, I pay for Netflix every month, and I'm the only one not using it.
I want to talk. Everybody share the live, invite your friends. So we talked about that. So let's talk about, because, you know, we recap everything that goes down, things like that. I want to ask everybody, and people that's on live and people that's on the phone lines, can y'all pick up the phone lines and call in when I talk about my next topic, because I want to hear y'all opinion on it. 563-999-3792. Once again, that number was 563-999-3792. I want to know what everybody thought about the Queen Supreme Court last week, Monday. I want to know what everybody thought about the Queen Supreme Court. I want to know everybody's opinion on the situation, honey, okay? So, Jason, what did you think about the Queen Supreme Court, Jason?
Let me just say this. Them numbers gagged me. And she hadn't even done nothing yet. The numbers gagged me. When the numbers started to deteriorate, and even though they were still high, but they started to deteriorate as the night and the show went along, I gagged. I understand what she's trying to do and the audience that she's trying to reach. And if that's what you're trying to do, then I can respect that. But why would you have people on your show that are a part of a franchise that really can't talk about their franchise because they want to still be part of their franchise? So you literally shouldn't even have anybody from VH1 on your show because they can fuck up their contract.
Hold on, Jason. Before we get to Marcus, we have a caller. 415-823. You're live on the air on Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
I am here for the shit. Hey, Kelly. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
All right. Hey, on the Queen Supreme Court, I actually liked it, but my problem wasn't with the show. It was with Lil Mo. Lil Mo could have just stayed home. Like, she was the worst. Like, she went on for too long, and she wasn't really talking about nothing, and she was just, I mean, I would like to see T.S. Madison and Shekinah just do the show, and no Lil Mo. Lil Mo is just, like, ridiculous. And then she talking about, you know, she announced she was having a baby, now she lost a baby. That whole thing was a stunt. But Lil Mo just brought the show down to me because she was talking about something that nobody even want to hear about. I tuned out like after when Lil Mo started talking, because she go on and on and on about going in circles, and she was just boring as hell. But I think Shekinah, she bought it. But then there's more drama because Taya's saying that T.S. Madison sent Shekinah to some club in Atlanta to beat her up or somebody else up, and it's just a whole mess right now.
Oh no, we're gonna get into all of that. I'm gonna talk about all of that, honey. We're gonna get into all of that.
But I'm definitely gonna be there to support T.S. Madison.
You said what?
I said, but I'm definitely gonna be there to support T.S. Madison. I'm definitely not supporting Kaya's old dog ass.
Shit, baby. Thank you for definitely calling in, love.
All right, thank you. What number do
I? Oh, what you said?
Oh, I said, I think I can just, what number do I press to get back into the
Press one.
Press one to put your hand down, and if you want to talk again, just press one to put your hand back up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let me, so Marcus, how did you feel about the show? Did you even watch?
Yeah, I did. I have two words to say. Epic failure.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
He's
hold on.
So
we got it. 615-715, you're live on the air, or Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit, or are you just here?
I'm here for the shit.
What's good?
Hey, so talking about the Queen's Court, I didn't care for it. Like, I've been watching it from the beginning, and for some reason, like, I don't know, they need to kind of cut the shit. And just, I didn't feel it. Like, it was dead. Like, I had to kind of, like, turn it off. Just not feeling it. Like, I want to support T.S. Madison, but I've been watching Kaya. Kaya cracks me up. She keeps it real.
Well, I think she's going to have a different co-host tonight. Yeah, I think she's going to have a different co-host tonight, though. So, it's a battle for the chair, so. Yeah, I think she's bringing in different people every week until she finds the suitable person, or I guess until she makes a decision, kind of like how they do the View and stuff. So I think it's a guy this time, or a male figure.
God.
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's hope.
Caller, your
voice
sounds
you
very
know.
Familiar. Do you say senior, or you the one that used to call in and say, let's talk about Senior Citizen Vogue?
No.
No.
This is my first time calling in.
First time calling in. Oh, okay. Just listen.
Yeah. No, but I just, you know, I want T.S. Madison to be so good. I think she's really down to earth and everything, and I want to see her win, but it's just, oh, my God, it was all over the place. And then, like, I just didn't get the whole layout, the whole, I don't know, just, yeah, to me it just didn't work. But I wish her the best, and I just wanted to give that input on that, and, hey, I hope she keeps winning.
Okay, thank you, Paula, for definitely calling it. Press one and take your hand down, please. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy Crew. I wanted to talk about the T.S. Madison show.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I went T.S. Madison to win. I liked the show and everything. The only critique that I have about it was the jurors and the production. That's not how court works. Jurors don't yell out and stuff like that in court. So I think she need to get that in order. In production, I don't think they need to be in the same room. She should create, like, a control room for production because it's, like, it's too messy. But other than that, I mean, I get the premise of the show, and everybody's, like, Little Mo and Shekinah. The purpose of the show is better with the benches, so at the end of the season, we all get to vote who we want to be on the bench. But other than that, I thought the show was cool. I mean, I got tired of Kaya and hearing about her, talk about her test flop albums and kept talking about training and all that other kind of stuff. Like, I want some new commentary. But other than that, I thought the show was cool.
What about this? Okay. Thank you, Bo.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for your opinion.
Thank you.
Press one. Can you press one and take your hand down? So, Marcus gave his thing on my thing, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, you know, because Madison is my sister. So I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest, and I'm gonna always be real with everybody. Okay, when only one thing about what Kaya said that I could agree with when it comes to the show. Okay, I used to watch Madison and Kaya every time they came on. Okay, and I would be glued to the screen when they were sitting down at the table. We will be doing our show, and as we're sitting here and we're doing our show, I would have another window open on my computer, and I'll be listening to Madison and Kaya on the show as we was doing the show, because it was just so captivating. It was sucking you in, bitch, that you had to watch it. And where I can agree with Kaya at was that when they went downstairs to the basement, the show lost something. Okay, I was not intrigued and stuck and glued to the show when they went down to the basement. The show lost something when it went down to the basement. I don't know what it is or what it was when it went down to the basement, but the show lost something when it went down to the basement. I couldn't sit and watch the whole show and just be there. It was like I was clicking on other things. I was doing this. I was doing that. Now, when it comes to last week's show, y'all know that I ended the show early so we can all go over and watch Madison's show because I was ready. I was ready for the show. Madison had a couple technical glitches and things that hopefully tonight will be worked out. I was texting Gio while they was doing the show and letting them know that it was a bad echo and things of that nature. And things of that nature when it comes to the show, Marcus, you're back. When it comes to the show and things of that nature. But in my honest opinion, okay, you know, Madison still holds Kaya in a high regard and things of that nature and everything. After everything that Kaya has done to her and everything that Kaya has said about her. And Kaya will continue to come at Madison because Madison is her go-to point right now. I can say that if it was me, what I would have done and if it was me, okay? I would, after my show had went down, after, you know, whatever happened with me and Monique and Kaya and everything and all of this stuff happened, and I took so many weeks off, and the person that I was dealing with saying me and Marcus is going at it, and Marcus is on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and everything, and Marcus or Jason is reading the dog shit out of me and everything, okay? And I'm not saying anything or anything. I'm not responding to them or anything. Okay, my first show that I would have opened up with, okay, even if I was changing the format of the show, because what everybody is going to be looking for and what everybody wants to see is my rebuttal to all the shit that Marcus and Jason were saying about me, because now Nadon went to another network. Okay, even if I was changing the format of my show, I would have opened my show up and I would have read the dog shit out of Marcus and Jason, and I would have dragged them to 10 buck motherfucking two, Miss Dang Bitch, okay? Because that's what everybody was coming to the show for, was to see what Madison rebuttal was going to be to everything that happened between her and Kaya and all the things that Kaya said. Okay, so she was supposed to come out on that show, baby. She could have had all of those people there, bitch, but everybody wanted to see her rebuttal. She was supposed to drag that raggedy motherfucking snagger tooth, buck tooth rabbit, nasty ass, stinking tilapia ass motherfucking bitch through every motherfucking mud, every motherfucking grass, every motherfucking quicksand and motherfucking snow. That's what she was supposed to motherfucking do when she opened up that motherfucking show, because that's what everybody was waiting for, and that's what everybody is still waiting for, okay? Because still to this day, Kaya is sitting here and she's completely dragging her and disrespecting her to the utmost level. You cannot have respect for somebody like that, even if y'all had a friendship for years. You can't have respect for someone like that that is still saying and doing the things that they're doing to you. You have no other choice but to let these motherfucking bitches know and put them in their motherfucking place. And Madison did not do that. And she refuses to do that. And she has not said anything about it. And that is what everybody was waiting for that night on that show. And I don't understand why Madison has not checked this bitch. But since we're talking about that, and to everybody that keeps asking me, and to everybody that keeps asking me, when it comes to Madison has different people that's coming and going to be sitting on the bench with her and everything, but Madison has changed the format of the show to a like a comedy skit type of thing with her and the different jurors that's coming on the show. When it comes to anybody that's going to sit on the show with Madison, even though I know Madison has contracts with Fox Network and all the different, and with RuPaul and all the different people that she has contracts with, so now Madison is trying to change the image of the show. The only way the Queen Supreme Court is going to give y'all what y'all want on the Queen Supreme Court, Madison cannot have nobody that is under contract with anybody or any different things of that thing. The reason why Madison and Kaya worked out the way Madison and Kaya worked out, because Kaya's mouth was disrespectful and Kaya had nothing to motherfucking lose, Miss Thing, because a lot of people, and I'm keeping it funky and I'm keeping it real, Kaya had nothing to lose because Kaya was a fucking liability to every record label and any TV shows or anything of that nature. Kaya is a liability to them, the same way Kelly is a liability to them, because they don't know one day we can be Dr. Jekyll and the other day we can be Mr. Hyde, bitch. So we are liabilities to those motherfucking people that is under contract and that's going to put money behind something like that, okay? So until Madison gets a bitch that don't give a fuck about being under contract and can say what the fuck they want, because, bitch, they know that they are liability. Ability. They know that they have the motherfucking talent to be out there, but they don't give a fuck. The show is never going to give y'all that je ne sais quoi. Okay? And it's no motherfucking shade. It's no motherfucking shade. So everybody's sitting here asking, would I take a seat on the bench? I would take a seat. I would take a seat on the bench and do the show, but I would have to know, before I decide to take a seat on the bench, I would have to know if I'm being marketed like how the people that come at me about TV shows and different opportunities, am I being marketed like that, that I have to censor myself and things that I want to say and things that I want to do before I would decide to take a seat on the bench? Because if I can't come to anything, not even just the Queen Supreme Court, if I can't come to anything and be myself and be my genuine self and not be scripted and y'all tell me what I can do and what I can't say, I cannot be a part of that. So, and then not just her show, I'm just saying in general, I have to be myself. So if I can't come on the Queen Supreme Court and roast and gag a motherfucking bitch like I can roast and gag a motherfucking bitch, then I can't be a part of that. If I can't come and be a part of, if I can't come and give what I want to give on VH1, I can't be a part of that. If I can't come and give what I need, then I can't be a part of that. I need to be me, and no one's going to censor me. So she needs a bitch that don't have nothing to lose. And, bitch, and I'm one of those bitches that don't have nothing to lose, mistake, bitch. And I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about, I don't give a fuck. Okay, I see you. Okay, I got you. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about none of that motherfucking bullshit or none of those motherfucking bitches. We're going to be coming to Felicity in a few minutes. She's on the line. We're going to be coming to her in a few minutes. She's on the line. Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck about none of that motherfucking bullshit, bitch. I will roast and gag a motherfucking bitch and drag them through the motherfucking mud, and that's what I'm about to do right now on this motherfucking show, okay, because you know it's Petty Mondays, and I'm always here for the shit. Now, I don't know, I just, this big old fat and bitch, and I hope somebody share this motherfucking video, okay, because now Kaya's doing the roasting gags live, and you gotta be on the VIP list to get into the roasting gag. Kaya, I am so happy for your motherfucking stink pussy tilapia motherfucking ass that you still securing your motherfucking bag, okay? But for you to have that big ass motherfucking, y'all already know, let me tell y'all before I read, because I always say before I read, it ain't nothing that you bitches are gonna say that I already don't say about myself, Miss Thing. I know I'm fat. I know I'm black. I know I'm a motherfucking man. I was born a man, and I'm a transgender woman. I know I'm ugly. I know I got a couple of missing teeth, Miss Thing, but bitch, I'm a fat motherfucking bitch, and I don't give a fuck what any bitch gotta say about me, bitch, because I can say it about my motherfucking self. But for you motherfucking raggedy-ass motherfucking cisgender motherfucking nasty-ass motherfucking cunts that was on that motherfucking video with motherfucking Kaya, that bitch name is Michelle, Miss Thing, and her ugly little motherfucking Squidworth girlfriend that was sitting in the motherfucking back, Miss Thing, bitch, sitting here disrespecting Madison, and y'all don't even know motherfucking Madison or have never even spoken to Madison and calling her a motherfucking man and all types of shit of that motherfucking nature, Miss Thing. It is out of motherfucking line, Miss Thing, bitch, and like I keep saying, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? And this goes out to any motherfucking bitch, okay? If you disrespect me in any type of motherfucking way, bitch, okay? A woman, a cunt, a motherfucking drag queen, a femme queen, butch queen, whatever the fuck it is, bitch. If you disrespect me in that type of way, bitch, I'm going to drag your motherfucking ass, Miss Thing. I am not motherfucking T.S. Madison. T.S. Madison is under motherfucking contract. She has a lot to motherfucking lose, Miss Thing, bitch. I will drag any one of you motherfucking bitches that told this big, fat, ugly, nasty bitch and her little Squidward girlfriend sitting in the back calling Madison a fucking man and all type of shit, bitch. I wish a motherfucking bitch would, Miss Thing. I wish Kai, bitch, my neck, my back. I wish all those old bitches would clap back, bitch, okay? Because, bitch, I will drag their motherfucking ass, Miss Thing. I don't have time to be sitting in jail. You bitches ain't gonna sit here and you're not gonna motherfucking disrespect me, bitch, in that type of way. And I'm not gonna sit here and let y'all disrespect any other motherfucking transgender motherfucker like that. And to my cisgender woman that is out here that I love and respect me and respect everybody in this community, I don't want y'all to take any offense to what I'm about to say, bitch. But I can't stand nothing that bleeds for 7 motherfucking days, bitch, and don't motherfucking die. So y'all motherfucking bitches need to roll over and y'all need to motherfucking die. Oh, I'm not here for the motherfucking shit. I was highly offended when I watched that video and seen that ugly, fat motherfucking hippopotamus and motherfucking her Squidward ass motherfucking girlfriend sitting there, motherfucking trying Madison. Never met her. Don't know who she is, Miss Thing. But y'all sitting here and y'all motherfucking trying her the way y'all fucking trying her. Y'all bitches need to get some motherfucking life. Y'all only fucking with that bitch, Kaya, because y'all think that she's gonna bring y'all some motherfucking money, Miss Thing. That bitch is a liability, bitch. Your club, your restaurant might get shut down fucking with that nasty ass motherfucking bitch. Y'all need to take that motherfucking, that bitch, you need to use those products that motherfucking Felicity put on her motherfucking car and dush that nasty-ass motherfucking pussy. And if y'all want to put something in her, Miss Thing, y'all need to make sure y'all get her motherfucking mouth fixed, Miss Thing, because, see, Madison got her motherfucking sloppy-ass motherfucking titties motherfucking lifted, bitch. Now she's on to the next bitch that she needs to get her motherfucking mouth done. Then once she done with you, Squidward, and your fat girlfriend on getting her mouth done, she gonna be reading your nasty-ass, Miss Thing, and then she gonna be on to the next motherfucking person so she can get something done. Hopefully she'll get that motherfucking Medicaid motherfucking van motherfucking change, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? She needs to roll over and she needs to motherfucking die. Oh, I'm not playing with it, Miss Thing, because it's a mess, Miss Thing. Everybody's joining the motherfucking bandwagon, Miss Thing, okay? Everybody's joining the bandwagon and want to disrespect Madison and call her a man and all type of stuff. Y'all don't motherfucking know her. Y'all don't know what the fuck she did, Miss Thing girl, okay? Bitch. Girl, and then Kaya, for you to sit up here and, oh, y'all, you know I'm going in. For Kaya to sit up here, bitch, and if Little Mo even did say something or if she didn't say something, girl, if you go on motherfucking iTunes and you pick Kaya in iTunes, only 3 things come up about motherfucking Kaya. For you to make a statement about any music Little Mo made, Miss Thing, you put Little Mo in iTunes, YouTube, and all types of motherfucking things. She has a motherfucking list of motherfucking things that come up, Kaya. So keep it cute, Miss Thing, girl, when you try to clap back at these motherfucking bitches. And I know this video has got to her little motherfucking pussy-ass mooks and faggots and all types of things that she has on her show. Y'all know, because that's what she calls them, honey, her gingerbreads and all types of things like that that she has on her show. I know, baby, they are part of this motherfucking circle, and they watch these things, bitch, and the shit get to her. Bitch, why you ain't clap back at this, bitch? Because you know, bitch, you clap back and you fight with motherfucking bitches that you know that can motherfucking fight with you, bitch. Why you ain't clap back at this yet, bitch? I'm waiting, bitch. Next caller, 202-487. You're live on the air. Oh, I'm here for the shit.
Kelly, that was a great, great read. I just wanted to say, like, I think that initially the show was basically, like you said, it was like the yin and the yang, and it came together and it kind of made something that everybody fell in love with. I think that ultimately T.S. Madison and Kaya, T.S. Madison really felt like Kaya was a good friend of hers, and she didn't look at her as somebody that she felt like she was going to have to read. And I think that what hindered her from reading her back the way that
you know, everybody wants to see is because she's showing like her as a real girl. She doesn't want that's not what was in her, you know, like. But if you notice now, as she's coming for her mother, as she's saying little sly stuff, T.S. Madison is starting to come out and be like, okay, the gloves is off. But at the end of the day, like T.S. Madison said, like the more that we keep reading her and keep going back towards her, it's giving her life. Like she's so illiterate and so dumb. Like it don't even make sense. Who would mess up something so lucrative and you don't have nothing going for yourself? T.S. Madison is what got her music back popping again. Everything that T.S. Madison did was put her on. And at the end of the day, she's saying all these things. Like she said, I think it's a touch of mental illness. And I think that Kaya, like you said, she's going to go from one person to the next person to the next person. And at the end of the day, she's still never going to be nothing just because of the way she treats people that really tried to uplift her. And again, I always say that T.S. Madison lost her best friend, Eve. And then Kaya kind of swooped in and kind of like, I don't think Madison was just that weak to just allow her to come into her circle and just let her just come in and just wreck shop like that. I just think like she gave her the benefit of the doubt and there were some things that she didn't like. But she was just like, you know, that's her. And a lot of the LGBTQ community is like still following her, and it kind of behooves me because it's just like being with an abuse, in a relationship that you getting beat up every day, night and day. But he's saying we gonna watch the sunset when my eye open up, and it's like, why do we feel so less about ourselves as people that we would just take anything just to be entertained? And I was listening to some of the comments. There's the people saying, oh, I didn't see it. Da 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 da. I know it's, Madison said initially in the beginning, she said, if this is what you're looking for, you know, if you're looking for the old show, that's not what we're doing. We just giving a little commentary, blase and so. And, you know, you either watch or you don't. But at the end of the day, Madison is still charting. Madison is still killing them, you know. And even with Kaya, with this VIP, girl, you is whack. And she knows she whack. And that's why I'm so glad that Madison bounced back as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman. And it's really, really sad that Kaya used this opportunity to try to, I don't even know what to say. Like, she used the opportunity to just, I don't know, just to take advantage. But she is mad whack, and it's so sad.
She did exactly what the girls do in ballroom is saying, bitch. She's social climb
Madison. That is so sad, and I wanted to say something about that too, because I kind of felt like in ballroom I felt like something bad was going to happen because of all that was, you know, leading up to this point where the guy ran over to another person and all of that. It gives ballroom a bad name. Like, what would be so horrible that we got to be fighting in the street, killing each other? What happened to the fun? What happened to the art of ballroom? Tiana Taylor was just on the Wendy Williams show, Vulcan. And it's like we're becoming mainstream, and now the mainstream people don't want to deal with that. They're not trying to deal with that. Yeah, you go to a club and it's a fight that break out, but I'm just like, is it that bad where you have to get in your car and plow through a group of people? I don't know what happened. I don't know what made the man do that. I'm not sure. But only thing I'm saying is, like, we need to change as a people. You know, we have to stick together. We have to be more single-minded. Like, people are so hop-on-ish. And I do believe people are from the LGBTQ community, got on your live just to see if we was going to talk about it, just to have, like, you know, this back and forth. There is no back and forth. Madison is who she is. She always was a comedian, and that's what it is. And then now with this thing with Shekinah, they're like, Kaya was saying something to the effect of, you know, she's going to send her minion and all of that. Kaya needs life, and as much as you talk about her, and I think that's what T.S. Madison's strategy is, stop talking about it, because that's the only way she's going to get life. Who's listening to her? She's mad whack. If you look at her in her videos, she looks like she got some type of nervous energy. Like, she can't stop moving her hands. She got to keep wiping her mouth. Who's looking at that? Like, that's mad whack. Like, I don't get it. But anyway, I know Madison's going to still be fly, still keep doing what she's doing, because she's authentic and she's genuine. Nothing that Kaya is saying about her, she hasn't said about herself. Like, she lives in her truth. She is who she is. Like, even though Madison, even when Kaya and Madison was on, Madison was always trying to, you know, school her and direct her in a way of respect the community and all of that. But I don't really think that Madison ever thought in her wildest dreams that she would go on her like this, you know what I'm saying, or even, you know, try to you know, sabotage your whole deal like this, but it happened, and it even showed myself, it showed me, you know, like one thing Ayanna said, she said you got to look at the telltale signs. There were signs leading up to this that I think because Maddie was at a vulnerable place after her friend just passed away that she just ignored. But don't, Connie, not going no further. Please, she's whack. But I love your show. And again, to the thing that happened in Houston, it's like we gotta change. We gotta change from what we're doing because it's like innocent. I even see like this summertime is coming. You know how people, we had cabin fever. It was real cold. We had a lot of snow. People coming out. They're ready to start fighting. It's all acting crazy. Let's go back to the fun. Let's go back to the fantasy of ballroom. You know what I'm saying? Where we could go and dance and have fun and live life. What is all this killing? It's just too much. It's too much. What is your thoughts on this?
Thank you, caller. Press one. Take your hand down. I want to thank the caller for definitely calling in and giving his side of it. I got one more caller before we go to Felicity, and then we're going to go into Felicity. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I want to tell you that Jason is a fat cunt and needs to stop sending my man messages on Facebook. You old fucking bitch.
What?
Girl. Girl, but you had to call in from a private number to tell me to stop sending your man messages.
Yeah, I had to call from a private
Facebook number
because you're a stalking asshole. Well, first of all,
I don't even know
my
who your man is. And if I'm in your man inbox, bitch, girl, take your thoughts out,
P27
across that motherfucking border, bitch. If I was in your man inbox, you better be glad I was in his inbox and not in his bed. So, my bye, girl, bye. So,
you
better be glad I was in his inbox and not his bed. You sound mad. You sound real mad. You sound like you underwater.
You
sound like, girl, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. What you need to do, call back in from a T-Mobile phone or a landline, because that in and out, you sound like that cricket that you on, that mobile, what is that, what's that, Metro PCS? It's not working for you, bitch.
Are you inboxing somebody's man?
I would be if I was in his man inbox, his man must have been in my inbox. So, oh well. We gonna have fun in Kentucky, me and your man. Me and your man gonna have fun in Kentucky.
Okay, everybody please welcome to the air the legendary mother herself, Felicity Balmain, live on the airwaves with us. Hello, sis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Hi, Felicity.
Can you give us a breakdown before you get into what happened Saturday night? Can you give us a breakdown so everybody can know you and Sydney Star background before you tell us what happened on Saturday?
Okay, well, first off, my voice is really gone. I'm really hoarse, so I can't really talk loud. So I hope everybody can hear me.
They can hear you.
Okay. So Sydney and I, we don't really have a relationship. The relationship that we have is purely a social relationship, especially social media. And the dislike for me started when I shared my opinion about her lying on the artist, you know, and ruining his career. And I just shared my opinion on that, and it just started from there. So, you know, nowadays everyone is into this social media wave. So, you know, to beef with someone on social media or to talk shit or make videos or whatever is becoming very popular. So basically that's the wave that her and Shauna Brooks were kind of riding that wave with me, I guess, because I had a following as well. So it was just kind of a back and forth. We were never friends. It was just little tit for tat little comments over 3 years, and you know, I get screenshots of everything, so I've done my part, she's done her part, and when we were filming some things together in Atlanta, I took her aside and said, look, leave me alone, I won't mention your name, you don't mention my name, let's just call it that, you know, let's just leave it alone and go about our merry way, and that's just what it's going to be. So that's our background. Our background has been up and down. We've never been friends, but it's just been more of a social back and forth between herself and myself.
It's 10 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, so what else you want to know?
So how did the altercation occur on Saturday with you and her in the club leading up to y'all having this fight?
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, first off, I was actually in the bed, and my son Ira and my sister Marlon called me, and they, hold on 1 second, make sure this phone is plugged up. Okay, and they called me, and they said, sister, we want you to come out to the club. We want to have a good time. Get out the house. I'm like, man, I'm tired. I'm going to stay in the house. They begged me, so I decided to come out. So I came to the club, and I'm standing in line. Just minding my business, and I saw her and three other male friends that she had with her. So, you know, I paid no attention because it's not my place to say anything to her because we don't like each other. So I shouldn't say hey to her. I shouldn't say anything to her. I should just act like she doesn't exist. And that's what I do, and that's what I've been doing whenever I see her out. That's just what I do. Well, this particular night, she took it upon herself to, as the security guard was checking my ID, Sydney reached over his shoulder in front of about 60 people to my right, 20 people behind me, and said in front of everybody, oh, that's the bitch that doesn't like me. That bitch can't take me. Don't let that bitch in this fucking club.
Ooh.
So she said that. She just said that out the blue. Mind you, I had to kind of look around like, did that bitch just say that to me? And everyone in the line was kind of looking at me like, well, bitch, what is your response? So I immediately said to her, I said, well, you know I don't like you. I will slap the fuck out of you, bitch, and fuck this damn club because I don't give a damn. So I went up the stairs because I was actually going to do something then, and the security guards grabbed me. And they pushed her in the club, and they told me, they said, Felicity, don't fight her. Pay her no attention. Are you good? Calm down. I said, I'm good. I am good. I am good. Just let me in the club. So that's what led up to the incident happening. I didn't say anything to her before she said anything to me. But at this point, you got to realize this has been 2.5 years of back and forth and just picking and just bullshit on social media. So now she's done, you know, she's basically disrespected me in person. And I just felt it to the 10th degree. So when I was in the club, I already knew what I was going to do. It's no shade. They were trying to talk me out of it. Her friends were trying to tell me just pay it. You know, she was wrong. Even the guys that she was with was coming up to me apologizing, saying, you know, leave it alone. Don't say anything to her. I just politely told them, you guys leave me alone because you are with her. So, therefore, you go be with her and leave me alone. Well, that's what happened. I sat there at the bar just tapping my hand, tapping my feet because I was really nervous. And I was just kind of like, you know, you get real mad. You get real antsy. Like, you can't sit still. So I was just doing that waiting. And then I told, you know, I said, let me go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and I knew as soon as she saw me leave, she was going to try to exit out that club. So I did a little double back because I saw her get up, and the little boys that was with her was carrying her around to the other side, and I just politely went to the other side of the bar and waited by the exit of the club. Once she got around there to the exit of the club, you know, I just did a little spin around and just looked at her and said, hey, girl, you remember me? And one of her friends grabbed me, and I pushed him out of my way, and I just, you know, I blacked out.
You know, hey, girl, you remember me. Yes, hashtag, hey, girl, you remember me.
So from what I hear from people that was around, how did her wig wind up on the other side of the parking lot?
What happened was, I think somehow, there was a connection, like a clothesline connection, and it was kind of direct, and it, the force of it knocked the wig off of her head from some, I don't know how it happened, but it got knocked off of her head, and it fell onto the dance floor.
She lost the fight. Girl, she lost the fight.
Oh, my God, girl.
Let's say, so now that y'all done read and said everything y'all said on Facebook, y'all done had a fight and everything, do you think that this situation is now going to be over?
But see, that's the thing. I want people to know. I have not spoken Sydney name or mentioned her on social media in probably over a year, maybe a year and couple months, because I just felt like that chapter was dead. It is what it is. We don't like each other. Life goes on. It is what it is. I had no reason to speak her name. I had no reason to, you know, reach out to her personally. So it's no issue. My only thing I needed for her to understand is just don't say anything to me. When you see me, just act like you're just blind to me. Don't speak to me. I won't speak to you. Don't disrespect me. I won't disrespect you. That's all I wanted her to know, and I'm sure she got the message. And I'm not sitting here condoning everything that happened, but it was past due. It needed to happen, and it happened. And sometimes you just gotta, you know, shake a bitch wig to let them know where they got you fucked up.
So let me ask you this question, Felicity.
Yeah.
Your initial response with Sydney Starr. Your initial was the fact that you felt like she ruined Chingy's opportunity.
Not opportunity. I just felt as though to basically attack this man's character, this man's family. And mind you, I've met him before, and he's a really decent guy. I've met him before. He's a really decent guy, and I just felt as though for you to lie on this man and ruin his career, because if you notice, ever since that scandal, he has not come back out.
Well, let me ask
you
a question. How do we know? We know she admitted to saying that those things are true. So did Stormy Daniels say that she didn't have sex with President Trump or Donald Trump until she decided to go back. We don't really understand what happened, you know, but whatever, she came back and recanted her story. So, that part we know is true.
But we still don't know if it's true or not. Well, let's be honest. It's not so unheard of for girls to deal with celebrity men. It's not unheard of. And it's not even unheard of for girls to lie on people socially just for the following and just for the keys and for the likes and for the shares. So that's not unheard of either. I was just simply, my thing is, and this is what I go through as well, when you do things socially and you have a name or a platform, you got to be prepared for people to have an opinion about it. So if you have an opinion about it, you can't bark up everyone's opinion, because socially you did that. You opened yourself up. And I go through that every single day. I got to realize that too, that socially when you're known, people are going to have opinions, whether they like you or they don't. They're going to have something to say regardless. So I was just sharing my opinion. I share my opinion about her, Shauna, even myself included, because I've been in a scandal myself. It goes around in a circle, but at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to personally attack someone and disrespect them verbally. That's just not what I'm going to do unless you make me do it.
Okay. Well, I hope y'all, the two of you.
It's no y'all.
I hope the two of you, you two, can be women, and y'all have had this incident.
And you know what? And let me be honest with you. Like, that bothers me too. I hate when you hear people say, act like a woman. Girls should not be fighting. All trans women should stick together. I mean, let's be fucking clear here. It doesn't matter if you are a man, woman, cat, dog, bear, gorilla, whatever you want to be. Things like that happen. It's not unladylike to beat somebody's ass and knock their wig off. No. It's not unladylike to check someone when they disrespect you. You can't sit here and say, be a woman, be a lady, because I know plenty of amazing women that will beat your ass, too, and go back to being a lady.
What I meant by that was maybe say be adults to agree and disagree and not act like animals and fighting in the club. Because, honestly, I could – to me, y'all were fighting over a social media beef, and that just don't make no sense. Like,
she didn't sleep with your man, you didn't sleep with her man, y'all didn't steal, no one stole nobody's money,
nobody, it seemed very pet, you know, to me.
Okay, like I said, when I first got on the phone, I paid the situation when it was social media disrespect. But when somebody's in your face and they disrespect you verbally to your damn face, your face less than 1 foot away from you, I don't give a damn who you are, baby. It's going to be what it's going to be, and we'll deal with the consequences later. You can say whatever you want to say. You might be a different type of person than who I am, but who I am, I give respect to a dog, to a homeless person. Verbally, I'm not going to disrespect you in your face unless we've taken it there. So once she took it from social media and brought it to less than a foot away from me, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. No apologies given, no apologies accepted. It is what it is. If you want to say we was fighting like animals, we weren't fighting because she didn't fight back. That's why I stopped. But what I'm saying is whatever happened, it just happened. But when you disrespect somebody in their face, be prepared for whatever comes after that.
I agree. That's well, maybe not women. Let's say adults. Everybody can move on like adults, because that's not really, you know, if everybody just started fighting over what somebody said, it'd be a fight all the time.
Well,
especially
I guess
with y'all being social media giants, or you know, social media celebrities. I mean, that's really how, you know, that's how the come ups come about.
But you know, it's no shade. I've learned this. You can't just say whatever you want to say to certain people because you don't know who has a breaking point. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who has a breaking point. You can pick with somebody for 5 years, and it can be that one chance you pick with that bitch in person, and she whoop your ass. But you done gave this bitch 5 years of ammunition to have built to whoop your ass. And I think that's just what happened. No, I don't think. Now I'm sure she doesn't have anything else to say. And I'm sure when she sees me, she'll probably just leave me the fuck alone. And that's what I've been asking. Leave me the fuck alone. And I'm sure she got the message.
Yeah.
And actually, I know she did. Because she apologized. She apologized. So I know she was
better. We have a caller, 312-731. You're live on the Hill, Petty Monday. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
I kind of forgot what I was going to say, but Marcus, I think you're kind of trying to make a light of what your house member did. She did
this
lie.
This ain't got nothing to do with no house member.
She did lie on that name. She did lie on that.
She did not. You don't know if she lied or not.
Yes, she did.
Okay, well, hold on, Marcus. Either way, she lied. If she had sex with him and she said she didn't, she lied. If she didn't have sex with him and she came out and said she did, she lied.
She can't say it, but I'll say it. She was paid to change her mind. I'll say it. So, yes, she went back to somebody gave her money.
Marcus, what was changing her mind 10+ years later gonna do for that man's career?
Oh well, hold on.
Nothing.
Let me ask this question. That's my question for him. Why would you even have somebody do that? No matter what they gave her, I ain't gonna say it was a whole lot of money, but that's what happened. Because there's no point to go back and she's a real person. She's real as rain. Both y'all are real.
True.
He did it. You know, it's not like he can't go back and say he didn't do it. You know, that when he found out what she was, maybe he had an issue with it, or he already knew. But okay, but now she has to bear the crosses of that. Okay, I go with that, but she can't say it, but I'll say it.
Right, but I mean, either way, she's a liar. I mean, either way. She's a
it's
liar.
A lot of girls that lie. They lie. They post ads and they use
That's
fake pictures.
True.
That's lying too.
That's true.
Well, I don't give a damn.
That's true.
Well, I don't give a damn how she lied, when she lied. All I say to her and her other girlfriends, just leave me the fuck alone. Don't talk to me. Don't speak to me. Just leave me the fuck alone, bitch. Let me be a fat bitch in my own little world and leave me the fuck alone. That's all I gotta say.
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're finding yourself.
Yeah, I'm good. Felicity?
Yeah, I'm here, babe.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. This is a private caller?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, love.
Yeah, I'd just like to say you're an absolute disgrace to the community.
Okay, thank you.
And
girl,
you're
fuck you and the community, y'all. Bye, girl. Unblock your fucking number, bitch.
Let me say this. If you're gonna call in as a private caller and you know that you're calling in to try and read, you are wasting your time and our time by dragging it out because you say I'm foolish because you give us time to like, okay, girl, here it come, so let us get you before you get up.
Right.
Bye.
Please, I don't respect nobody's opinion from a private caller, bitch. I'll be disgusting, bitch. Fuck you.
Miss A, like, y'all private callers, like, bitch, girl, I really hope that, you know, now that y'all are afforded that this situation would just die down and just, you know, it ceased to exist, you know, because, like, you know, it's a lot, bitch.
I agree.
And then, you know what worked me, and I really didn't comment or say anything on it. But everybody keeps talking about, oh, trans women need to stick to whatever, women need to stick together, why y'all fighting each other, and type of thing. Bitch, the cisgender women need to stick together. Why they sitting out here fighting themselves? The heterosexual men need to stick together. Why they out here shooting and killing each other, Ms. Sag, okay? But bitch, y'all got everything. Bitches got so much other shit that they worried about. What bitches need to be worried about is running around and making sure people that's in y'all community that's 18 years old is registered to vote, baby, so they can go and motherfucking vote on November 8th, bitch, and make a motherfucking change, bitch. That's what motherfuckers need to be worried about, okay? Because we need a motherfucking change, okay? We need more Democrats in that motherfucking Senate and the Congress, bitch, so we can control the motherfucking shit that's going on, bitch. President Trump send motherfucking shit to them, Miss Thing, bitch, and they send that motherfucking bitch back to his motherfucking ass and say, we're not motherfucking voting for this, bitch. That's what we need to do, bitch, okay? That's what
okay,
needs
well,
to
I got
you
it.
This question,
okay.
Since you feel it.
Okay. I gotta go, y'all. I know you about to get on your soapbox. I gotta go. Take care of some business. But I just want to say, Barry.
Because if we gotta deal with this, if we gotta deal with this for another 3.5 2.5 motherfucking years, girl, we gonna be fucked up around here, Miss Sag, bitch, for real.
So hello, Kelly. So the girl said, since you being messy, make sure you talk about a Kyrie Mizza and her ex Brandon Hunter. Kelly was on the live, so she know what this is about. Well, what happened, sis?
Miss Saint girl, ain't nothing happened. He came on, hey, baby, let me tell y'all something since y'all want to be messy, Miss Saint. He came on, they didn't fight or anything, Miss Saint. He came on the live, and he tried to read a Akari, Miss Saint, because he felt like Akari gave her ex, her current boyfriend, his phone number for him to text his phone and to check him about texting Akari's phone. Since y'all girls want to sit here and y'all want to be messy, and like I said on the live, me and Marcus could be sitting here dating, and Marcus could be cheating with Jason. Does not mean that Marcus gave me Jason's number for me to call Jason's phone and text his phone, Miss Thing. Maybe I motherfucking looked in motherfucking Marcus' phone, and I seen motherfucking Jason and Marcus motherfucking texting, and I took Jason's number out of Marcus' phone, bitch, and I texted him from my motherfucking number, Miss Thing, because I have done it to plenty of my motherfucking lovers, Miss Thing.
Oh,
So, and that's,
well,
that's,
there you
and
go,
that's,
Carla.
That's,
I read it out. I mean, to the person that inboxed me, I read it out. I still don't know. Is the live still
exactly,
up?
That's exactly what I said. It's a cold red. Get those chains on the door. The enemy is here. Okay. Baby, yes, God. So I'm just saying, but you know, it is what it is. This thing to those people that always want to sit and try you. Nobody's not trying it, baby. It is what it is, Miss Day. I don't have a problem with talking about anything, bitch. Miss Rahi motherfucking T is not off motherfucking limits, Miss Day. Girl, like, bitch. Like, so I don't know why y'all girls sit in y'all inbox and Marcus. Y'all could have inboxed me and y'all could have sent it to me, bitch. And I would have talked about it, bitch. I'll talk about everything, bitch. Please.
Brandon that went off on Tone the other week.
Yes, the same Brandon that went off on Tone the other week and then took the motherfucking live down, Miss Tang. Okay? Bitch, you know what kills me? You know what kills me with you motherfucking girls? This is what
hold
kills
on,
me.
Hold on, Kelly, one second. Bishop, please stop sending out people's porn videos unless you want me to expose you for the nasty rat ass shit that you do, because the girls, the T-girls that you pay got you on video too. Stop playing with my house member.
Bishop is the one that's sending these star porn around right now.
Yes, that's what I just got. So if you're doing stop your shit, because your video will be out too. Remember you told me that.
Oh my Lord, honey. Okay. Well, Lord, honey. Listen. I forgot what I was about to say. I was about to
be real petty. I have access to a certain person's iCloud on this phone, and I could expose you.
Oh my God! I need a new port.
Cease and desist immediately, okay?
You got access to Jason's iCloud?
Jason don't have no iPhone.
Who you got access to? Bitch, and what videos are you talking about? Because I don't make videos.
And I only met Bishop one time, and that was at Gag of Wings. So, and we sure ain't do nothing.
Well, Jason, I've already cleared you of your charges. You're supposed to sit there, just supposed to hum like the old church lady on the front row.
Well, I'm about to
say a word
because
you don't even have an iPhone. Okay, so you.
It's getting real interactive. It's getting real petty around here, I see, honey. Okay.
All I'm saying is I'm coming for the dog.
All I'm saying is I'm glad I ain't really been talking to y'all much these last couple of weeks, so y'all can't.
Okay, y'all, we up out of here, girl. We're not gonna sit here.
Have you played all the commercials?
I played the commercials.
Don't play them. We'll play them tomorrow. I'll be home tomorrow.
But we're not gonna sit here and we're not gonna play ourselves, mistake, because we'd all drop down from 200 viewers to 90. So Madison just came on and fucked us up. So we up out of here, honey. We'll see y'all tomorrow night on Juicing with the J's. We ain't gonna play ourselves and just sit here, mistake, girl, okay? Baby, we up out of here. Madison all came and took all our viewers, mistake, girl, and we down to 7 now, mistake. We up out of here. Next week, we'll see y'all back here for Petty Mondays, bitch. We here for the shit. I love y'all all for loving me.
Hello?